All right, folks. Ooh, sorry about that, but hopefully I caught your attention. We're going to move into our 10:30 panel. All right, everybody. So for those who lived through Winter Storm Uri and other weather events in Texas, you know that in the Capitol at the PUC and ERCOT over the past few years, we have had a lot of discussions around grid reliability and resiliency, and that is the topic that this panel is going to take on. Moderating is Warren Lasher with Lasher Consulting. I think everybody here knows Warren. He spent 17 years at ERCOT before jumping into the energy consulting space. We also have with us Barksdale English, who is the Deputy Executive Director at the Public Utility Commission. He joined the PUC in 2018, working, I believe, with Commissioner Arthur D'Andrea. Prior to that, he worked with Austin Energy and was a policy advisor to a city council member. I do have to note that prior to his energy career, Barksdale was in the professional theater business as a producer in Boston and San Francisco. Given the drama in the policy space in Texas, I guess that was good career training. We also have with us David Kessel with the ERCOT weatherization and inspection team. David is the director of that program right now. He is also working to serve on a NERC committee focused on weather preparedness. David has spent time with CPS Energy, Seminole Electric Cooperative, and for a while was in the independent power producer space in California. And then last, we've got Charlie Hemmeline. Charlie is now with the American Clean Power Association. He is the director for electricity and transmission policy. Many of you may know Charlie from his previous career in Texas. He had my job for 10 years. He actually was the founder of the Texas Solar Power Association. Before that, he was in Washington, D.C. with DOE. So that is our panel. Another great topic, another timely topic. So with that, Warren, take it away.
Thank you so much, Mark. Welcome, everyone. On behalf of myself and the panel, I'd like to say it's a pleasure to be here with you today to talk about what I consider to be a very important issue. I'm sure there are some of you in the audience that are sitting there thinking, what exactly is resilience? And there are probably others in the audience that are thinking this is just another one of those industry catchphrases that we're going to abandon within the next few years. And you may not be wrong, but I will tell you that I have spent a good bit of time thinking about and working on resilience over the last 3 years. As many of you know, I was in charge of planning in the winter of 2020-2021. So yes, Uri was my fault. Okay. Everyone go out and get more coffee and then come back in because we have got work to do here. Okay, thank you very much. So I was responsible for the report that came out in November of 2020, the winter seasonal assessment. Of resource adequacy. And as you can imagine, there was no scenario in that report that looked anything like what happened Winter Storm Uri just 3 months later. There was a scenario that looked like the most recently extreme winter event, which would have been in February 2011. Some of you may remember that. I certainly do. But interestingly, at ERCOT at the time, there was some discussion about backing away from that event because the 2011 event at that time would have been considered like a 95th percentile event, and we thought maybe we should have just a 90th percentile event in the seasonal assessment. So two things that strike me about that period, early winter 2020. First of all, there was no talk at ERCOT about the need for or the possibility of including a more extreme event than the 2011 event. It's not like we had some people that were saying, hey, you know, we ought to look at something more extreme than that. It didn't occur to anyone at the time.